Chapter 4. "Oh, God, save me," a frightened female voice whispers through the darkened hallways as I am finishing my exercise routine. 93, 94, 95. I count off each of the push-ups as sweat runs into my eyes and my arms start to shake. My hands, flat against the cold stone floor, the fire hissing and casting the room in shifting golden shadows. My face burns, the scratches not yet healed, sweat like salt into the shallow wounds. Outside, the night is raw, a storm howling through this solitary canyon, hard beads of snow adding to the accumulation of several feet of fine white powder, icy crystals that help me with my mission. "Please help me." I hear the desperation in her cries, and it's soothing to me, even as it breaks my concentration. 96, 97. My form is military perfect. My back level, my muscles gleaming with perspiration, my shoulders and arms screaming. But the pain feels good, the sweet torment of my muscles straining, of mind over matter. 98, 99. She's crying now, mewling and whimpering in the small bedroom, like a lost kitten whose eyes have not yet opened, searching in the darkness, calling out to the mother cat. How perfect. I pause, but only for a second, as I savor the last push-up, slowly, painstakingly, lowering my body until my chest nearly brushes the floor. Then, just as determinedly, inching my weight upward. I hold my body in the final, perfect suspended position and study my reflection for a minute. Flawless, strident muscles, thick hair, a handsome face, staring back at me, veins bulging with the effort. 100. "Someone? Oh, please. Can anyone hear me?" she moans. "It's time." I release the press.